is that Jesus, the Son of Mary, born in Bethlehem on Christmas Day, is here. I deal with many people, some very smart, some not so smart, some older, some younger. But children, let me tell you, just because you get older, remember this, does not mean you're going to get smarter. Do you adults agree with that? And the Lord later on told us to become like what? Like little children. So that we believe what we cannot fully understand. Can we understand how Jesus came to be in that little host? But we believe he is there. From whom did Jesus, in the Eucharist, from whom did Jesus receive his hands and his feet and body? Where did he get it? From whom? From God, but from his mother Mary, right? Jesus had no human father. Now, may I ask you, children, we talked about this before, but we will bring it up again. Remember, I told you on one occasion, was it 2 or 3 months ago, I forget. I asked, how many of your churches are open during the day? So your churches are not open during the day. What did I tell you children to do? Who remembers? Ask the priest to open the church. Why? So you might spend some time visiting Jesus. I want to ask, but I can't lose. How many of you have spent any time since the last time we met talking to Jesus in the church or chapel? How many of you? May I ask you, children, to get into the habit of talking to Jesus, the same Jesus who was born at Bethlehem, talk to him like we're talking now. May I further ask you, children, before Christmas, how many of you who made your first communion have already made your first confession? Today is what? The 6th of December. Whose feast is today? Oh, whose feast is today? Saint Nicholas. Saint Nicholas. I would ask you, children, you have no big sins, I'm sure, to tell. To try to go to confession before Christmas. Will you? I think I told you that I've got into the habit of going to confession. How often?
Every day.
Every day. I already went to confession today. And last night, one of my priest students in New York took me to the airport in Newark, Father Cole, and, I regularly asked him, would you give me absolution? So when he's driving along the highway, I go to confession, and I got absolution in the car. Children, I can talk about a lot of things, but there is nothing more important that I can tell you than to receive Jesus as often as possible in Holy Communion. And visit Jesus. Even if it's just for a few minutes that the church is open. During the school day, is the church usually open? Visit Jesus and talk to him. Now let me tell you, children, there are many people who were adults, older people. Let me tell you, as one who has taught priests for over 20 years, I cannot tell you how important it is for you children to pray for us priests. Father, would you agree? Do we need the prayers of the children? Pray for us. Except for priests, we would not have Jesus on earth today. And some of you boys maybe would want to become priests. Is that possible? And some of you girls might want to become sisters. Pray for priests, pray for sisters, that we might be faithful to our vocation. First, receive communion as often as you can, and visit our Lord at least for a few minutes. I always want to say this, even if it's just 2 minutes a day. And then, try to go to confession, if you can, at least once a month. I think I'm going to have the nerve to ask. I'll be sure to come back the next time we meet. I'm going to ask, if you don't mind, how many of you went to confession before Christmas? Receive Holy Communion, visit our Lord in the Eucharist, and go to confession. I would say once a month. One last thing. We won't meet before the new year. On the new year, we usually make resolutions. What's a resolution? Something you promise our Lord you're going to do. I will ask you two questions when we meet. If we do meet, will we meet in January?
Yes, Father, we're going to meet in January as soon as you get your schedule.
Well, if we meet in January, I'm going to ask two questions. Since today, the Feast of St. Nicholas, how many of you have gone to confession? No big sins, but gone to confession. And secondly, how many of you have made a New Year resolution? Could I suggest we've got 1 minute to go? Could I go to 8:30? Could I make two resolutions for all of you? You see how I know what word to use, how bold I am. One resolution I want all of you children to make for the new year is, as soon as you get up in the morning, to pray. Okay? Talk to our Lord as soon as you get up in the morning. When you roll out of bed, roll off, children, on your knees. And that's one resolution. First thing in the morning and the last thing at night. Okay? And second, ask yourself or ask our Lord to tell you whether you could not be more like Jesus in obeying your father and mother. Did Jesus always obey Mary and Joseph?
Yes.
Always?
Yes.
Did he always do what they wanted him to do?
Did Jesus have to obey them? Jesus married Mary, right? He married Joseph. Well, he obeyed them. Why? Because he was humble. So I'm suggesting you make two New Year resolutions. First, that as soon as you get up in the morning, you talk to our Lord. Now the last thing, the night before you go to bed, talk to our Lord. If it's just for 10 seconds, talk to Him. Jesus, thanks for keeping me during the day. Help me during this night, whatever you say. And secondly, promise Jesus that you will be more and more like Him in listening to your mother and father. And the next time we meet in January, please come. But I'm going to ask for a raising of hands of how many have made the New Year's resolutions. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I'm not. Do I understand that our next class in January will not be to the end of the month?
Yes.
Well, then maybe we better skip January. Are you going to be free the first Friday of each month? What is your schedule going to be? I better not promise anything so we see your schedule.
Well, I'm due to teach in Chicago. I'm due to teach in Chicago on the 24th and 25th of January, and the 31st of January and the 1st of February. Those are my 2 weekends, so I understand, to teach in Chicago. Have you figured out whatever? I just want to do whatever service I can. And let me tell you, it's a real pleasure being here. I learn much more from you, honest, than I can teach you. And let me tell you, as one who offered up to our Lord not to have a family of my own, the greatest pleasure I get is by helping children draw closer to God. And I ask all of you to keep me in your prayers. Would you please? Let's close with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Mary, Mother of God, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Some children did not get rosaries the last time we met. And I asked the sisters while I taught this afternoon if they had any spare rosaries. They told me they had 11. Would that be enough? In any case, those of you who did not get a rosary, I have 11, and they are blessed. You're welcome to that. Thanks again, and a very Merry Christmas.